enjoy a good squeeze.
Hello.
Hello.
Wait, I say hi. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Margot.
And I'm August.
And this is A Good Squeeze.
The show where we squeeze a little bit of that James Bond into our everyday lives.
That's right. How are we going to do it differently this week, August?
I'll tell you what we're doing differently this week. This week, we're giving our first thoughts on First Light.
For the first time.
What?
In the first person.
I want to talk about a James Bond video game. Yes, indeed. But also something that's not only taken the James Bond world by storm, but the video game world by storm. It's selling like gangbusters. It's very popular. Even some of like elite video game critics are praising this game. It's being well received, which is the hope, goal, and dream. I got my hands on First Light. I've played it. I'm about halfway through the game, so I'm not done, right? But I just wanted to, felt like I'm at a point where I could give my first thoughts on this game. And Margo can give her thoughts too. Because as we all know, she's an avid gamer.
Yeah.
More than me, more than you.
Frogger?
Frogger.
Freefrogger.com. They banned me. So you're too good at Frogger.
You've beat it too many times.
I'm not bad at Frogger. I'm pretty good at Frogger because that's the only one I know how to play or care to play.
Yeah.
I think the fact that he goes wee, wee, when he moves helps.
What sound does James Bond make when he moves?
I have that in my back pockets.
So 007 First Light, first thoughts. You know, when this game got announced all those years ago, it was announced as being made by IOI Entertainment, and their video game company famously known for making the Hitman series, okay?
I've watched you play that game.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never played the Hitman game. So when I heard that initially years ago, I was like, that's cool. I know those games are popular and, you know, well-respected. This sounds like a good combo, but I had never played a Hitman game. I didn't know what they were like, nothing. And it wasn't until semi-recently when the Nintendo Switch 2 got released, it was going to be released. I was looking to, I pre-ordered it and all that fun stuff. I didn't know what game I wanted first, like my first game. And it was Hitman was coming out for it. But they also announced that they were having the Casino Royale mini mission that you could download. And I was like, well, that's going to be my first game. I'm going to try out Hitman, do this Casino Royale mission. They're making 007 First Light. It'll give me a little flavor of what's to come, I suppose.
And that's the first one I watched you play.
Mm-hmm.
How, when you were playing this game, knowing that First Light was going to be similar, what were your expectations? Not compared to what they are now, but like, what did you expect?
That's a good question, because even at the time of me playing these Hitman games, I had no clue what First Light was actually going to feel like, play like, look like, and First Like. And I guess playing Hitman for the first time, I wasn't expecting 007 First Light to be like this. I wasn't expecting it to be Hitman, but with James Bond skin on it, right? But I knew it might have some of those elements. So, you know, playing Hitman, it's more like a puzzle game than anything. Like, you have a mission, here's your sandbox, go accomplish your mission by any means necessary. I thought they could do a lot of fun stuff with that with James Bond.
So there's no linear story or nothing, right?
There is in Hitman. Yeah, okay. sure, there is. But that's not like the main focus.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have a lot of expectations in that regard with 007 First Light. I wasn't expecting it to play like this or that. I actually purposely went into First Light very vague. I avoided as much as I could. You know, general interest got the best of me here and there. I watched the initial trailer for the game. Mm-hmm. But there were like there was like sessions of gameplay footage and like presentations. I tried to avoid those as best I could, only because I just wanted to be surprised by this game. I sold. Mm-hmm. I was gonna buy it. I was gonna play it. So I just wanted like this fully unbiased, unfamiliar first experience with First Light. So I really didn't know what to expect too much. Mm-hmm. I heard, you know, through the grapevine, of course, and whatever gets spoiled on the internet, that there were Hitman elements, but that's what I heard is elements. What does that mean? It's not Hitman with James Bond skin.
How did it affect your expectations for the quality of the game, though? Like gameplay and, you know, like the actual, I don't know the terms.
Yeah.
What the characters look like.
Yeah.
How they move. Is it going to be all like wonky?
Can sure.
You, like walk through walls randomly? Stuff
yeah,
like
glitchy,
that.
Yeah, you glitchy, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you know, IOI, they really make quality games from what I understood. And having played.
Are they like the MAPPA of video games?
I don't know about that, but because I mean, I haven't researched them too much at all. I just know they do Hitman, right? Mm-hmm. And Hitman's very well respected and well loved amongst amongst the fans. Yeah. So I was going into this expecting some quality, right? It's like it's almost like when you see A24 in front of a movie, you're like, oh, this is probably good.
Yeah.
Might not be.
Or Focus Features.
Sure. Any other studios you want to say?
Paramount.
Well.
Yeah, that's true. Universal Studios.
Well.
The old one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Warner Bros. Back in the day. Sorry, our point is made.
Yes. So, yeah, once again, I didn't really know what to expect walking into First Light. Because and that was the goal. I wanted to be blind. I played Hitman 1, 2, and 3, or whatever they put on the Switch. I played them all and I really loved it. Never played them before and ended up loving them. So my excitement for First Light went even higher because I was like, if this is anything like this, it's going to be great. But, or in the hands of these people, it's going to be great because I heard, you know, it was going to be like a linear story. It was going to play out like a James Bond movie. Only you were going to be Bond. And, you know, there were the announcements that's a young Bond and you see the visual of him and everything. That never bothered me. I was all on board for that.
Why don't you tell us about... finish your thoughts.
Thought finished.
All right. Why don't you tell us about the experience of buying the game? Immerse us into your experience of Walmart.
Target. I didn't pre-order this thing. If the world allowed it and there was a copy, I was going to get it. I knew I was going to dive into this game. As you know, Margot, I love video games. I do play them. I collect them. But I don't necessarily dedicate a lot of time to them on the week to week.
I'm going
to
say time out. You just said my name, Margot. Instead of Margot. But anyways. Married. Been together 7 years.
Margot. Batman.
Yeah.
Time in.
Caroline.
I don't dedicate a lot of time to these games. Usually maybe like an hour a week, if not a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. Depends. So if I went to buy First Light and it wasn't available, or even if I pre-ordered it, I didn't know if I was even going to have time to play it. Mm-hmm. But I went to the store first thing in the morn, and it said there were copies available. However, they were not out and about, and I had to hunt someone down. Be like, hey, where's First Light? And they're like, what's that? they had to go dig it out in the back. It wasn't out on display yet. That's how fresh this one was. Jeez. It was like taking fresh bread out of the oven. And I was like, you got any of them controllers back there? And they did.
Oh, nice.
So I got the PlayStation edition controller.
What's the story behind that one? Do they usually do that kind of stuff? Or
not too often, just with like big release games. Okay. And only the PlayStation 5, you know, got the exclusive controller. Really? Xbox didn't. Okay. Switch didn't. I don't think the Switch 2 game's out yet for First Light. It's coming, but okay. You know, I chose to get it on the PlayStation 5. One, because that's what I have, but as opposed to Switch 2, just a better graphical experience for mm-hmm. sure.
I didn't tell you this, but I was planning on pre-ordering it for you, and I went online, and I Googled it, and there was all sorts of formats, and I was in over my head, and I was like, you know what? He's going to get it. It's okay.
He buy it for me on
Xbox.
Xbox. I don't have Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I thought that counts. It's very mm-hmm. sweet of you.
I wanted to. It's the whole point of this story.
How about you give me the money and I say you bought it for me?
Yeah, just pay it back. Next time. Second light.
Yeah, that's good. So, I was really excited. I had the game in hand. And I was fully prepared to call off work and play this game all day. It was one of those slow days at work. I had all my work done, so I was like, well, I'll just... No, that's not true. I was like, I'll just go play now. I had a normal day. It rushed over me. We're a good squeeze. And I know you... I don't want to say you don't care about the video game side of things, but I know when I play games, sometimes you like to sit mm-hmm. and knit and watch and experience with me. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to experience my first time playing First Light with you. So mm-hmm. I was like, I will wait until tonight.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
I know, I didn't.
And then did I fall asleep?
You didn't pay attention one lick, that's for sure.
I like sitting with you, you know?
Yeah.
And then like I do my thing, you do your thing.
And I did my thing.
Yeah.
I cranked on First Light.
And I did. I picked up some stuff. It's hard to ignore it when it's like right in your face, you know?
Yeah. And before I go any further, this isn't a review, right? I think I said that earlier. It's not a review. I'm not going to be diving into the story elements, anything like that. It's just where I'm at presently. I'm halfway through the game, and these are just kind of like the thoughts and feelings I've had while playing it. But yeah, cranking it on for the first time right away, just graphics blow me away for sure. Very cinematic, and I was very impressed. I play Nintendo 64 regularly still. I play Nintendo Switch all the time. Mm-hmm. Not the most graphically advanced visuals. I like retro stuff. And actually, I've had this PlayStation 5 since it came out. But First Light was the first brand new game like I bought when it came out in years.
Really?
Years on the PlayStation. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Avatar.
I got that years after it came out.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hogwarts Legacy, got it like a year after it came out.
Wow.
You know, stuff like that. Like I play some new games, but never as fresh and new as First Light. It's been years since I've done anything like that. I'm an easy customer to please when it comes to visuals because I'm so used to seeing Castlevania on the NES kind of thing. But also, you know, go through that first mission, you do get that First Light song, like a proper James Bond opening title sequence. And that's, I've said it already, or I heard this movie plays out like a movie. I get what they mean. It really feels like you are Bond playing out a film, and it has that opening title sequence and the song by Lana Del Rey. Mm-hmm. And I chose to avoid hearing it as best I could. I heard snippets here and there, of course. You know, you open Instagram and people's stories and posts had it on there. I just like mute as fast as I could. But I hadn't sat and listened to it proper. Mm-hmm. And I chose to do that because that's what I do with the movies. When the movies are coming out, I do my best to avoid the theme song. I want to sit in the theater, hear it for the first time in that way, as God intended, And I wanted to do the same for First Light. So hearing the First Light song by Lana Del Rey for the first time, and I've heard it many times since. I enjoy this song. I like it a lot. I'm not Mr. Lana Del Rey. Like I'm not a big, I won't say I'm not a big fan. I'm kind of indifferent. Like I don't seek her out.
It's a very specific kind of person who likes Lana Del Rey. Hmm. And every time the said person asks, like, "Do you like Lana Del Rey?" I'm like, I'm frankly indifferent as you are. I don't seek it out. The few times that I've heard it, which is usually in like a coffee shop or like out and about, whatever, someone plays it, it doesn't strike me as like, who's that? You know, like, what's that thing where you
Shazam?
Let me Shazam that. No, it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's fine.
I'm not big on, I don't know, the kind of like that wispy singing. Yeah. It's not my style.
I want a good, like, you know, mm-hmm. boom.
Yeah, I wanted.
Like Adele.
I'm not saying I'm Mr. Music either. I just know I like what I like, mm-hmm. you know. And instrumentally, First Light, incredible. Voice, incredible too, just not my style. I would have preferred what we got, but with a more like robust kind of voice. I always point out like a Lady Gaga.
Ugh. When are they going to get her to do it?
Or Beyonce, you know, something that kind of matched the bump. I don't want to say the music was bombastic, but it's definitely more, it was bigger mm-hmm. than the voice that came with it. Pour moi.
Pour moi.
And, but I still like it. It's just like, if you're asking me, like, do I love it? No. Maybe it'll grow on me. Most Bond themes do.
Is it going to end up on your playlist?
It is.
It's on your playlist?
Yes.
All right.
Of course.
There you go.
Of course. But yeah, then you know, you get into the story and the gameplay of it and the game mechanics of it. And there's a fighting mechanic that's actually very similar. It reminded me of the Batman Arkham games mm-hmm. where there's like a parry option and there's like different ways you can like attack your enemies just by hitting like almost repeatedly hitting a button. Kind of reminded me of that. And there kind of lies in of itself my biggest issue that I've had with this game overall. Overall, I love this game. I'm actually, like I said, I'm over halfway done. I'm already thinking of like when I replay it, what am I going to spend more time doing? I'm enjoying it that much. I'm already planning how I'm going to play it again. But, when you're fighting these enemies, it gets a little frustrating. Maybe I'm just not good at it, but you know, you're James Bond, these little minions, they can punch you 3 times and you're done. Mission failed. But it can take them like 12 hits before they're done. I'm like, you're just a guy sitting behind a desk. Like, why am I giving you my
own? It's because you're not strong enough yet.
You know what's funny? I'm glad you said that because like early in the game, that was the case. I'm like, do I suck? Like, why are these villains so hard to knock out? And on the mission I was most recently playing, you go to this like resort in Vietnam and it's the best.
Is it set modern day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm attacking enemies and they're going down pretty quick. And I was like, I could be wrong. Whatever. I haven't beaten the game yet. But what if at the beginning of the game, like these enemies are just really tough because you're so fresh and new. Mm-hmm. And as you progress, you get stronger. So the enemies go down quicker. I don't know if that's the case. I could just be saying something that everyone else already knew.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was like those guys will become like, you know, the guys who are like behind the counter and the goons and all that.
The goons, yeah.
They'll become easier. But then the actual big dogs, they'll be just as difficult.
You watched me fight one of those
Swedish.
The Swedish chefs.
Dutch, whatever.
Yeah. And I had the hardest time. I just was not patient enough to do what the game was telling me to do. And
if you know August, you know, the man's a, he's not a conspiracy theorist, but he thinks, like, I don't know how to describe it, but like, if I tell you like, hey, if you want to move the car, or I don't know, like if you want to move the car, you have to hit the gas. And then if you want it to stop, you have to hit the brake. You're like, I bet there's something extra. And you're like, no, that's all you have to do. And he's like, no, I bet. What if I pull the e-brake and hit the gas? He's like, no, one thing at a time. Now, I'm not saying that has actually happened. That is not how he learned how to drive or nothing. But I know that this game gives you specific instructions as to what you should hit in order to then
beat the guy.
Yeah. And you were like, I bet that's a trick.
It's like hit circle. I'm like, square's the one.
Yeah.
Square's the punch button. So I'm going to punch this person.
Yeah.
And I keep dying. I had a really hard time with that one. It was really tough. I fight the counterpart to that recently, and I was, he's nothing. Yeah. So maybe it's a case of the character advances in-game, or maybe it's me as a player advanced. Yeah. And the more I play, the better I get. I don't know. I also don't claim to be great at video games unless it's like Super Smash Brothers. Yeah. That's the only one. And Tetris.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're great at Tetris. I love watching you play Tetris.
It's like a
kid watching an unpacking video, or what do you call it? Like,
oh, I was gonna say it's like watching Picasso paint his masterpiece. like a kid,
like opening minifigures and like, what minifigures that can be, and then that's the end of the video.
So I'd be playing Tetris.
No, like you play Tetris and me watching it is like a kid watching an unboxing. That's what video. Yeah.
But yeah, and another thing that's really great about this game, and once again, not getting into really any details, it's going to be kind of vague, but all the different characters, wonderful. The writing's great. The relationships are great. Mm-hmm. The plot has a bunch of twists and turns that I wasn't expecting. They set you up with one thing, and before you know it, it's all flipped around, and it's very engaging, enticing, good drama,
good
spy drama stuff. Good. It's the kind of thing, like, I'm playing this game. I'm glad it's in video game form, but I'm like, man, I wish this was a movie. Maybe it's because we're so hungry for a new James Bond movie, and we're getting all this. There's all this anticipation about the next one. So this has been our first James Bond adventure in this way since No Time to Die. And it's great. It's James Bond goodness.
Like the one-liners.
It's got the one-liners.
Is he British? Yes.
Yeah.
Why would, but
he's quippy. He's got the personality of like a 26-year-old modern day Bond, which sounds like it could be a nightmare.
Yeah.
But it plays out really great.
That is something that I didn't even think about, because Bond as a character is not necessarily timeless. He does need to be adapted in order to appeal to certain, to modern day audiences or present day, whatever era that is.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been done so many times. I feel like there is definitely that formula. But the whole when the lady who's like the maid and she's like unlocking the thing. Also, spoilers if you haven't. Whatever. Not that that's spoiling anything, but, and then someone's coming, and so he grabs her and he's like, hides both of them, and then they're hiding, and then the guy walks away, and then he says, that was a close one. She goes, don't get used to it. And you're like, oh, because they were like, touching, you know? it's like stuff like that. I like that they translated that, where it was like, oh, she has the quippy stuff, and she's kind of showing that, like, idea of, you know, kind of playing with that sexuality and all that.
Ooh.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, I feel like that'll be interesting to see as the game progresses.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like in modern day, where there is like a huge emphasis on boundaries and autonomy over this, you know, what do you call it? Sexuality. So Yeah, I'm like trying not to. It's so funny because I'll talk about this stuff all live long day, but now that we're mic'd up, I'm like, sex, like, yeah, so.
Yeah, there is a, for those who have played, they'll know what I'm talking about. There's a mission where I mentioned the Vietnam resort mission, right? Mm-hmm. There's a segment that's very James Bond, very, you know, flirting with the lady, you know, doing what he does as one would assume James Bond would do. And yeah, it was like, I shouldn't be allowed to play this game. No.
Was he doing stuff?
Not like that.
Are they touching parts? And did they do it?
That's no spoilers. But yeah. It was just like, yeah, this feels like James Bond. There's even little mechanics in this game. It's one of those types of games. It's cinematic in that it's like a lot of cutscenes, but it tells you to, like, I don't remember what they're called, but like hit buttons to interact with the scene, right? And if you miss clicking a button, like you crash and you fail, right? There was a moment of that with like tying a bow tie.
Ooh.
I was like, I want a whole game just this.
Did he get all tangled up in his little like arm?
Well, I didn't fail, so. These last,
it's like in his mouth, he's like,
I'm halfway through this game, but these last two missions in particular, I'm like, we've arrived. This feels like James Bond proper. Yeah. The beginning, I did enjoy the beginning quite a bit. I was very engaged from the beginning, but it's like training and like going to, it was like almost like My Hero Academia, but spies. Like you're going to school to learn to become a spy.
Yeah, and then your friend goes mad at you, and then you have to fight them, and then because they're bros, he's like, ha, 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 no hard feelings.
This actually happens.
Yeah, I know. I watched you play that.
Yeah. I thought you were describing like My Hero Academia. No. see? But yeah, and it's becoming Bond. And there are Bond elements around it. You have M and Moneypenny and Q and the gadgets, and you have a villain, and there's this plot to destroy the world. You know, you got to like figure it all out. Mm-hmm. But then there's twists and turns along the way, and there are other characters that are like really engaging that I'm like, I want this in film form, hopefully in the future as well. And I want more of this in video game form. Like we haven't had, as we talked recently about the history of James Bond in video games, there hasn't been a proper James Bond video game in 12 years, 14 years, something like that.
Yep.
And even that was poorly received. So there's definitely a hunger for this kind of take on Bond. Mm-hmm. This take on Bond.
Yeah.
There's a hunger for this take on Bond.
This take on Bond.
Yes.
Margot, Caroline, Space Mickey.
It's already sold like $200 million worth of video game here. What I also love to see in the Bond community and just people I've talked to, they're buying consoles just to play this game.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I love seeing that.
Wow.
A console buyer, as we call it. But yeah, people who don't play video games necessarily are buying systems just so they can play 007 First Light.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. When's the last time you remember that happening? Not in history.
To myself?
Yeah. Like you've seen, you know, not you yourself, buying a console to play a game, but when's the last time in your life that you had witnessed that, where you're like, oh, people are buying consoles to play this game?
It's a great question. It had to have been Nintendo Switch. I knew a couple people who bought a Nintendo Switch just to play Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. But when the Wii came out, people were buying Wiis just to play Wii Sports every day.
I mean, it was also a sign of the time. Or not a sign of the time, but the circumstance of the time. But the Switch and what do you call it? Where you make an island and there's a dodo.
Animal Crossing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a great one, too.
So many people bought those consoles to play that game and then have not touched it.
yeah. I said it recently on the show too, but back in 2001, I bought a GameCube. One, I was a Nintendo person, so I bought a GameCube so I could play 007 Agent Under Fire. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I have deep roots in James Bond and video games, and I knew I was going to buy this game for sure. And I'm glad I did, because I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying it the more and more as I'm playing it. I have my little gripes, you know, like I said, for me, some of the action is a little unnecessarily difficult, sometimes a little wonky, but also I didn't get into this too much, but the mechanics of how you traverse a mission is fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be sneaky, you can be bombastic. If you're bombastic, the game's actually a little more difficult, but you have gadgets, so you can interact with the environment. Like, there's a bunch of guys in front of you. Do you just get up and shoot at them? Do you try to sneak past them? Do you use your watch to trigger a radio to go off? And they're like, hey, what's that? So that's very Hitman. Hitman's like that. There's something in the Hitman games that isn't in this game, but they kind of are similar, but Hitman has it and this game doesn't, is when you do knock out an enemy or kill an enemy. In Hitman, you can grab the body, drag it somewhere else, hide it even. You get points if you do that.
Oh, yeah.
In this game, if you knock somebody out...
You have to eat him.
You have to eat them. It's the best pod. You can eat them. they just down. You can't drag them or hide them or nothing. And there will be other people who walk around like, hey, we got a body here. It's like, if I could just move him.
Is that a skill maybe you gain later? Someone tells you, like, Bond, you can move the bodies. And he's like, oh, doy.
There's probably a button you can hit, and I still know you can hit it.
Yeah. It says circle. You're like, run!
I'm like, no, it's definitely square. Yeah. It's definitely square. That's just something I wish was in there, because it would be convenient sometimes. But overall,
Does Bond hide bodies in the... movies?
Of course. He hides Mathis in the dumpster.
Oh, yikes. Yeah. he could have just left him on the ground. He could have just left him on the ground.
He wouldn't care.
What? That felt so intentional. He could have just left him on the ground and been like, he wouldn't care. But he was like, I'm going to put him in the trash where he belongs. Like, okay.
This isn't a quantum tangent.
I just want to poke one more hole, one more thing. Five goes west. Space making. Anyways. I'm sorry, I steal your...
As I was saying with First Light, though, First Light, there are people out there who are buying consoles just to play this game. Is there any inkling in your soul, in your body, to grab those sticks and try out 7 First Light? Mm-hmm. I'm asking this question. I'm not even finished. She's shaking her head. Big no.
Big slow no. Big slow no. There has not been a video game except for Free Frogger that I have ever been interested in playing. Pac-Man? Oh, no, I'm lying.
Overcooked.
I beat Donkey Kong.
Sure.
That one I loved on the Game Boy. Yeah, mm-hmm. That one was great. I love that one. Oh, actually, if you hand it to me, I will play it 100%. If you hand me a controller, I will not.
With 007 First Light.
With anything. Yeah. Hand me a controller. If you hand me a Game Boy, I'll play it. I think that's what it is. Because, like, I played the Toy Story game. Mm-hmm. And that one. Pokemon, I gave up real quick. Guy was blocking the... If you listen to the last episode, you know, he was blocking the hedge or whatever. And he was like, well, now you got to do something else. And I was like, ah, it's too much work. And I stopped. I was also 5 years old, I believe.
Yeah.
What was I going to say?
So no.
No is the answer. Yeah, sorry. I was like, what was that when I was 5 years old? Yeah, no, the answer's no. But I'll watch you play. I enjoy watching you play. I've referenced this game several times in this episode, you know, mm-hmm. or moments in this game. If there were a way you would introduce it to me, how would you, you know? Like, how, what do you think? Entice me. Sell it to me with candy or something. Every time I hit a button, you
I'll throw a Fruit Loop in my mouth. If you play the game, I'll scratch your back.
No.
No.
That's not even good enough. I just put it down and be like,
Yeah. It's funny. I wish I could just, I don't know if this will be an option when the game's beat. Or if you can even like chapter select or mission select. But if I could just get to this vacation episode or episode mission and just like let you explore, just walk around, interact with it the way you're able to.
If it were, go ahead.
Let me continue my pitch. I would treat it like a good squeeze in that I would like cater around to it. I'd make Vietnamese food. We'd put on sunscreen. We'd get on our bathing suits. Yeah. And
you were about to sit on the couch. I'm like, you can't use sunscreen.
Yeah. We just put it on our nose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Put yogurt on there.
And yeah, just let you play. I mean, the way to play this game is to start from the beginning. It, you know, not First Light related, but video game, James Bond related. I would love for you to hold the Nintendo 64 controller and play that first mission in GoldenEye. I'm going to keep saying it every episode till you do it. But
sure. Keep saying it. Yeah. Keep saying it. So here's the thing.
I'll throw Fruit Loops in your mouth, like you said.
I'm not interested. That's all there is to it. I'm happy to watch. I will never stop anyone from playing a video game. I don't care. I'll watch all the one day. You can't do that. No, but you know what I mean. Like, you don't have to hide your video game playing from me. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to like wait till I'm asleep or whatever. Like, you have to wait till I'm asleep to watch spooky movies, but that's, you know, that's out of my control. So, you know, it's I don't know. I don't care to play. Now, if there was a two-player option, we had to film a video.
Yeah.
Then yes, I would do it. That would be the end of it. You can hear my mice. Sorry. That would be the end of it.
I wish there was. No, I don't want to say I wish there was. It'd be cool if there was a multiplayer option, a co-op option.
I thought of an idea for that. Split screen. I'm the bad guy. I have to complete the mission. You're the good guy. You have to stop me and complete your mission in doing so. So I have to, you know, poison the water. Sorry, steal all the water. Take over a news outlet or something with the computers.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's a cool idea for a James Bond game.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm in a wheelchair and you push me into a chimney. Crazy. Still crazy. I'll never forget that.
That'd be a great video game mission. What a
wild thing to do to someone.
Keep your hair on.
He's not going anywhere.
That's my first light, first thoughts on the brand new video game. What are your thoughts on 007 First Light? Have you tried it out yet? Have you beaten it?
You were asking me. I was like, no, I haven't.
Who are you talking to? Right here. Mm-hmm. How have you been enjoying First Light? Because it is something to celebrate. Here in the James Bond community, we love to celebrate James Bond. So we got some new James Bond stuff, and it's good, you know, and it's well-received. So we're proud to share it and excited to consume it.
What a time that it has come out. Look at where we're all at. Just where we're at, here we are. No, but, you know, with, like, the connections that we've made in the James Bond community, we're far more involved. We get to discuss this with our peers. You know, we're not seeking out, and by we, I mean you, but, you know, there's no, we're all in this together. We're all playing it together.
Yeah.
And that's great. But you guys are all together.
And Margo's along for the ride.
Yeah.
Like Mayday.
Like Mayday. Margo and Mayday. If we ever have merch, that would be one of them.
So get to knitting, sew that into some clothing.
Yeah. Embroider.
Where can the people find us, Margo, if they want to hear more banter, kibitzing, James Bond stuff,
if they want to hear it, I have no idea. But if they want to find us on social media, you can find us on Instagram and only Instagram, where August posts life, day in the life, monthly updates, episode updates, fun quips, and je ne sais quoi. beautiful flat lays, beautiful display and showcase of our everyday life, being James Bond squeezed. If that's not a pitch, being that'll James get Bond you there. Squeezers. I don't know what will. So, yeah, go check us out on Instagram at A Good Squeeze. And if you want to hear more, I'll pass it over to you.
I'll tell you where. Tell you where they can hear us. Wherever you're listening to us. We're also on Audio Boom. That's if you want to listen on the old URL. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, all the podcast places. Hey, we're there.
Real quick, I'm going to dare everyone who's listening on Apple or on Spotify, go check out Audio Boom. I've never been on there. Go check it out.
Hey, we got some people on there. Yeah. I listen to stuff on Audio Boom.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I believe there's plenty of people who use Audio Boom. I've just never used it myself, so tell me how it is. You do it.
What's it look like on there?
Yeah. What do you see? What do you hear? Is it me?
But until next time.
Sorry, I'm Margo.
And I'm August.
And this has been
A Good Squeeze.
You pushed him.
Down a chimney. There's a smokestack. Smokestack.
Chimney, smokestack, potato, potato. He still did it.
But did he live?
If he did, I hope he didn't. Poor man. Poor Blofeld.
Poor Blofeld. Oh, poor Blofeld. It's from Little Rascals. It's like, poor Alfalfa. Oh, poor Alfalfa. Oh, I'm still recording. Oh.